The U.S. Geological Service New York Water Science Center operates a 250-site satellite network of stream gauging stations in the state, many of which form the backbone of flood warning systems. The gauges are funded by other federal, state, and local agencies with matching USGS funds. Some of the gauges are being phased out, including six maintained by the USGS in partnership with the DEP. Each gauge is regarded as a valuable source of information in its service area, providing data used by citizens, including fishermen, boaters, and whitewater rafters, as well as by local governments for planning and flood forecasting, among other uses. Nationally, there are approximately 8,000 stream gauges in operation. Gary Furta has been a hydrologist with the USGS for 34 years, his territory, the entire state of New York. He explains how stream gauges operate.
What most stream gauges do is they record the stage or elevation of the river. That's how high or how low the river is. But what we really need to know is what the volume associated with those stages are. And so what we have to do is periodically come out here every 6 to 8 weeks, and we make discharge measurements where we physically measure what the flow or the volume of the river is at any given gauge height.
Data is passed along to other agencies, including the National Weather Service, which uses the numbers to help forecast rain and flood probabilities.
Most of the stream gauges, they transmit every hour, and basically they're using a satellite transmitter. The satellite that transmits to the GOES satellite, and then it beams back down to a repeater station that eventually gets over to our office and the National Weather Service and other federal, state, and local agencies.
For the Silent Sentinels to maintain their vigils, the cost is measured in dollars and man hours.
The annual operation maintenance costs associated with a stream gauge is approximately $15,000 per year. A lot of that cost is of course, associated with maintaining the equipment. It's very high-tech equipment, satellite transmitters, acoustic Doppler profilers, very expensive equipment. The training for individuals to be able to operate and troubleshoot that equipment. Coming out every 6 weeks and making a flow measurement, that usually takes two people, you know, an hour to 2 hours to physically measure the flow. When it's flooding and everybody's attempting to get out of, you know, harm's way, we're actually sending crews out into the floods to make measurements off these bridges so we can keep the calibrations of these stage discharge relationships at these gauges.
DEP claims it will save more than $80,000 a year by eliminating funding for the six gauges, two in Ulster County, three in Delaware County, one in Putnam County. The DEP is going to install a new stream gauge in the lower Esopus in Lamontville, Ulster County.
The technology is constantly changing and we're constantly trying to stay up with it. 25 years ago, we didn't have satellite transmitters. All we had was telephone lines to stream gauges.
Some gauges in the network have been operational for 100 years or more.
Schoharie Creek of Prattsville was put in 1902. Oswego to Oswego, similar time period. The Delaware River Port Jervis was put in about the same time period. So when you have such long records like that, you can take a look at the stream flow records and look at the weather records and see, is there actually climate change? And you can also see the effects of man as, you know, more urban runoff, agricultural practices, forestry practices, all the effects they have on a basin.
Three of the Silent Sentinels were lost during the 2011 floods.
One was the East Kill, Schoharie Prattsville, and Schoharie Gilboa Bridge. And all three have been rebuilt or in the process of being rebuilt. And it'll also be flood hardened. They'll be put up higher and stronger, and if that ever happens again, we'll keep our fingers crossed that we won't lose them next time.
The gauges give climatologists valuable information.
Well, we have seen the effects of climate change in some streams, like the Beaver Kill at Cooks Falls, the 100-year flood there, prior to the last 15, 20 years, was a much lower value than the 100-year flood is now. So in selected basins, we are seeing the effects of, well, at least a wet period in terms of flooding the last several years.
The New York City DEP did not return calls for comment. For detailed information about New York stream gauges, visit our website, wamc.org. In the Hudson Valley, I'm Dave Lucas, WAMC News.